Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I want you to keep this a secret. Do not tell the Trump admin what I'm about to reveal throughout this video, because right now, I firmly believe Donald Trump is being tricked, but for good reasons. Now, he's not just being tricked by bad faith actors for their own selfish political gain, people like Vladimir Putin, but he's now being tricked by pro-democracy actors who realize the only way to fight fire is with fire. And if Trump is a narcissistic, egotistical douchebag, you have to flatter the narcissistic, egotistical douchebag. So now we have, on video, Donald Trump being tricked throughout the week while talking to other world leaders. And here's what they're doing. When you see Trump at this NATO summit, or even at the G7 summit, which was about a month ago or even less, they all treat Donald Trump like an absolute child. The world leaders do not treat him as some sort of equal. No, they all treat him as if he's some sort of infant, because that's how he needs to be treated. They flatter him. They try to make sure that they're in his good graces, not because he holds some overwhelming power or bravado, but no, because they need to treat him like a child to get him to not effing pull out of NATO or end Article 5, the collective defense, or, I mean, I feel like Trump's an inch away from, like, arming Russia at this point. But I digress. Let's walk through the steps and why I firmly believe Donald Trump is being tricked. I know I said to keep this a secret between us, but like in the video, commenting some blue hearts, it does help get the message out there. Let's start with this photo right here. Donald Trump is standing in a group of NATO leaders. You can see Macron right here. And who he's standing next to is the main subject of today. This is Mark Rutte. He's the main NATO chief right now. He's the one that was interfacing with Donald Trump a lot throughout the week, interviewing Donald Trump, walking around with him. And here's what I believe. I firmly believe Mark Rutte is running a counter operation to Vladimir Putin's flattery and operation into Donald Trump. Here's what I mean. Over the past decade or two, a lot of people think Donald Trump has been bought off by Russia, as in Russia sends him like ACH transfers every month and then Trump sits there and counts that money. I don't think it's like that. I think what's happening is Trump is a malignant narcissist, and Vlad Vexler always says he gets narcissistic supply when he talks to other world leaders and they flatter him. So Vladimir Putin spent a lot of time in the KGB. He's not an idiot. You can say a lot of things about Putin. He's evil. He's a terrible human being, but he's not an idiot. He knows how to manipulate people, and he has been intentionally manipulating Trump for the past decade, even longer. I mean, look at the post that Donald Trump made today, unprompted. He said, "What great people I met at NATO, including some of the world's most incredible leaders." This is not something Donald Trump would ever post. This is very nice. He actually appreciates NATO for once, and it's because they absolutely tricked him. It's because he goes into every single situation unprepared, every single phone call unprepared, yet the people around him know how to outplay him. Mark Rutte knows how to outplay him. Vladimir Putin knows how to outplay him in phone calls and negotiations. Sometimes when I hop into negotiation calls, you know, like when I go into a negotiation call for a contract or something, I prepare for days. I will prepare, make sure I have notes, make sure I'm ready. And I'm sure Vladimir Putin does the same thing, right? I'm sure Vladimir Putin is preparing heading into these meetings. Donald Trump doesn't do that. I would almost bet money Trump has little to no preparation when he goes into these calls, meaning it's like ripe pickings for Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin can just pick on him like he's a little child, because Putin spent days sharpening his instincts, knowing exactly the lines he was going to use. He doesn't just wing it. He is a master manipulator. All right, this brings me to Mark Rutte. I think Mark Rutte is also manipulating Trump, but in a little bit more of a beneficial way. Because if the end goal of manipulating Trump is to make sure he's not pulling us out of NATO, or to make sure that Ukraine is still safe, or Article 5 still works, I think that's a noble end goal. So Mark Rutte, in like the first day of the summit, immediately likened Trump to daddy, to the daddy in the Israel-Iran conflict. Even before this, this all started out when Donald Trump was sent a really, really nice text by the NATO chief, Mark Rutte. And a lot of people were in my comments like, Mark Rutte is a MAGA sycophant. Like, never even talk about him again. People get very angry, and I get it. I get the anger. But Mark Rutte is not a MAGA sycophant. He is the NATO chief who is playing a very, very intentional game. He said, Mr. President, dear Donald, I can't even, you know he was cringing typing this. And the thing is, Donald Trump's naive ass immediately posted it on Truth Social like it was some sort of amazing, like passage written for him, which it is, but it's because you're being tricked, dude. You're being tricked, Mr. President. All right, he said, Mr. President, dear Donald, congratulations and thank you for your decisive action in Iran. That was truly extraordinary and something no one else dared to do. It makes us all safer. This is some professional work right here. See, he's mirroring Trump's language back at him. No one else dared to do this. Israel did it like 2 days before. You are flying into another big success in The Hague this evening. It was not easy, but we've gotten them all signed onto 5%. He then says, Donald, you have driven us to a really, really important moment for America and Europe and the world. You will achieve something no American president in decades could get done. Europe is going to pay in a big way, as they should, and it will be your win. Safe travels and see you at His Majesty's dinner. Mark Rutte. Mark Rutte, you are brown-nosing a little bit too hard for my liking. But the thing is, think about what effect this has on Trump. Trump is no longer going into NATO thinking that these are hostile actors. And sorry, I can't believe that I'm talking about the president like he's some child who has to be like hugged all the time. I don't know. It literally, we have to play with kid gloves all the time. I just want to make sure we're not normalizing that fact in the first place. But if we can put that to the side, Donald Trump comes and he doesn't view everyone as like a hostile actor. He has Mark Rutte who's holding his hand and guiding him along. And he thinks he's actually surrounded by friends. And here's the thing. Mark Rutte, after calling Trump daddy, obviously made the announcement that 5% of all NATO countries' GDPs will be going towards military defense, which is something Trump has been pushing towards for a while. This isn't even possible or realistic. I mean, bumping up the military defense across Europe is a great idea. And if that's Trump's end goal, then that's different. But when all countries sign on to 5%, that seems like something that's made more to placate Trump or to flatter Trump than any actual substantive policy goal. Right. To continue, here's Mark Rutte congratulating Trump.
Fairer. For decades, the United States sought to get Europe to truly step up. Now, European allies in Canada will equalize their defense spending with the United States. So let me salute President Trump's long-standing leadership in calling for NATO to increase defense spending. Today, I am pleased to announce that NATO has already added an additional $1 trillion in defense spending over the past decade.
This is great and all. Like, that's genuinely good. Over the past decade, that is amazing. NATO is very, very important. I genuinely think, though, that they are trying to Truman Show Donald Trump. NATO is trying to turn Donald Trump's experience there into the Truman Show. He touches down. They immediately concede his biggest ask. While he's touching down, he's getting a really nice text from the chief of NATO. Just think about this order of events from Trump's point of view. He's already a little bit angry. He views the media as attacking him because he's a petulant man-child. While he's on the flight there, he gets a very sweet text. As he's landing, he ends up learning that 5% is now a go. Mark Rutte holds his hand, kisses him on the cheek a little bit. I don't know if that actually happened, but we can just picture it happening. And then Trump thinks that he's, you know, the king of NATO, which, you know, U.S. is like the de facto leader of NATO. Not actually, but a lot of times, even under Biden's leadership, we were leading the way. Biden was the one to lead the way regarding sanctions on Russia and freezing them out of the global stage. So the point is, now we're being treated like children. But whatever we need to do to save Ukrainian lives, I'm going to leave it at that. Drop a like. Make sure you subscribe below to help continue growing the Adam Mockler channel. I love each and every single one of you, and I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.